Good afternoon. I'm joined today by our Lieutenant Governor, Austin Davis, our Chief of Staff, Dana Fritz, our PEMA Director, Randy Padfield, our Acting Secretary of the Department of Environmental Protection, Rich Nagrin, Acting Commissioner Parris of the Pennsylvania State Police, also joined today by our General Counsel, Jen Selber, and our First Lady was in Harrisburg today in some meetings, who's with us today. Since late Friday evening, my team and I have been regularly briefed on the situation in East Palestine, Ohio, and its impacts on Western Beaver County, Pennsylvania. We've been coordinating with our counterparts in Ohio, PEMA, DEP, PSP, members of the Beaver County Emergency Management Team, and local first responders are on the ground in East Palestine. This is obviously a very serious situation that is still very much unfolding, and I'm here today to provide an update on how this situation affects Pennsylvanians. The vinyl chloride contents of five railcars are currently unstable and could potentially explode, resulting in deadly shrapnel and toxic fumes. As Governor DeWine and officials in Ohio just announced, to alleviate the risk of uncontrollable shrapnel, Norfolk Southern Railroad is planning a controlled release of the vinyl chloride at approximately 3:30 p.m. However, the controlled release of the toxic chemicals also has the potential to be deadly. Following new modeling information conducted this morning and discussed at length between myself, Governor DeWine, and our respective teams, I am strongly encouraging an evacuation in a 1 mile by 2 mile area surrounding East Palestine that includes parts of both Ohio and Pennsylvania. I have coordinated this announcement with Governor DeWine. This evacuation zone is the same area as was announced yesterday evening. This zone covers 22 Pennsylvania residents, many of whom had already evacuated. As of last evening, 12 of those 22 residents had evacuated, 10 were remaining. Local emergency services and the Pennsylvania State Police over the last hour and a half have been going door to door within the evacuation zone and providing assistance to all of those who remained within the zone to ensure that they are evacuated. Let me be very, very clear. If you are in this red zone that is on the map and you refuse to evacuate, you are risking death. This is very serious. If you are within the orange area on this map, you risk permanent lung damage within a matter of hours or days. This is my strongest possible recommendation that is joined in by every public safety expert. If you are within this evacuation zone, please evacuate immediately. I want you to know, if I were there right now, if the First Lady and our children were there right now, we would evacuate. We would leave this area. It is potentially too dangerous. Anyone in this area is in danger, and it's imperative to please leave immediately. Based on the reports that we are getting from PSP and local leaders on the ground, this area is indeed in the process of being evacuated. People are voluntarily leaving and heeding our calls. I want to thank the public for their cooperation. Pennsylvanians have been fantastic in a very difficult situation, and I truly want to thank them for voluntarily beginning to leave this area. If you remain, please, please adhere to the suggestions of all the recommendations of all of our public safety experts to leave immediately. If anyone in the affected area needs assistance, they can call State Police Beaver Station at 724-773-7400. Again, that number is 724-773-7400, and we are standing by to assist you with your needs. Beyond the evacuation zone, based on current weather conditions, we are recommending people who live near East Palestine in Darlington Township along State Line Road, Valley Road, and Taggart Road to shelter in place and be prepared to evacuate if necessary. We know that weather can change, so folks in the broader area should exercise caution and follow the instructions of local emergency personnel. Anyone in the area in need of information regarding the evacuation and shelter-in-place orders should call Beaver County Emergency Services at 724-775-0880. Again, that number for Beaver County Emergency Services, 724-775-0880. Finally, since early Saturday morning, the Pennsylvania Department of Environmental Protection has been on site coordinating with the Environmental Protection Agency and the Ohio EPA on air and water monitoring. There are six monitors in place. Three are downwind from the site, and they are all within approximately a 5-mile range of the derailment. It is important to note, and the Acting Secretary Nagrin confirmed this a moment ago, we have not observed any air or water contaminants in Pennsylvania. That is good news, and we're going to continue to monitor that. My team and I will, of course, be on top of this situation. I'll continue to speak regularly with Governor DeWine, and our emergency management personnel led by Randy Padfield will continue to coordinate with their counterparts in Ohio. I expect to be able to provide an update later today after the controlled vent and burn of the train car in question occurs. And again, we are expecting that to occur at 3:30 p.m. If something changes on that timing, we will alert you immediately. I also want to offer my sincere gratitude first to the public in Pennsylvania for hearing us and working with us to leave the area so that they are not at risk. And of course, to our first responders and emergency management personnel who have been working day and night since Saturday to keep the good people of Pennsylvania and Ohio safe. I want to say to those emergency responders and to law enforcement, you are literally saving lives with your important work, and I want to thank you for that work that you continue to do. So it is my expectation that you'll receive another update from our team within the next several hours before this evening. And with that, I realize we're on the live stream here, but I'll be happy to take any questions should they came through.
We have a quick question from Penn Live for Director Padfield, asking if folks in South Central Pennsylvania have any reason to be concerned.
Thank you. At this point in time, no. No one in South Central Pennsylvania has a reason to be concerned at this point.
I want to thank you for your questions. Again, we'll be back in a few hours to provide an update. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.